Romans 8. Are we there? We are looking at how God leads us by the Spirit. And I said something last week. I said, how many of you, if you are going to a new place, you would like to know exactly how you get there? Anyone? Or you like the thrill of missing the road? I don't. In fact, from the house, I'm already checking the map. So, if I go like this and I go like this, and Google Map is nice, but sometimes can get you lost. I think I may have shared it. I wanted to go somewhere in a bed. I must have shared it. So. And he told me you are at your destination. And I was wondering, where? What did he say? This is not the place. It can't be the place. The place he was saying my destination was looking like a shrine. I said, that can't be my destination. You've got to change this. And how beautiful is it going to be if, as a Christian, you know what to do every time? And that's God's plan for you. God's plan is not that you guess your way through life. Is this going to work? Is it not going to work? Maybe I should not try it. Maybe I should not bother. God has a plan for you and he wants you to know it. It's not for pastors alone to hear God. You can hear his voice. So Romans chapter 8 in verse 14. It's going to be a very short sermon. Some people don't believe me, but it's fine. Romans 8 verse 14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you there? Right? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In verse 15 says, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. That means the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God is not the spirit of fear, because you can be led in life through fear. And people feel, oh, yeah, I did it because I was scared. I felt I was going to miss out. And if I miss out, it might not be good. But God doesn't lead you in fear. He leads me by his Spirit. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, not in one place, Solomon said it twice, that there's a way that seem right to a man. Look at Proverbs 14. Let me show you. Because God pointed my attention to something last week. So I was going through my sermon notes again, and on the leading of the Spirit, of course. I was actually preparing for believers' meeting, tidying up things. And God says, look at something. Verse 12, Proverbs 14. And I've never seen it this way. I'll share more as the year goes on. It says, there's a way that seems right to a man. I've taught this verse. I've been teaching this verse in like 2007 or 2006. So that's like 20 years. And I've never taught it this way. It says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the what? The ways of death. Observe what he said. There is a way, but it now leads to ways of death. That means one wrong decision can end in 10 wrong directions. Just taking the wrong turn can change the entire life of a man. It doesn't just change, it doesn't lead into the way of death. He said the ways of death. I've never seen it like that before. One wrong turn, and the scary part is that the way seemed right. That means when you were taking it, you didn't say, nah, this is wrong. Nah, this is from the devil. The way seemed right. So it means my intuition, my feelings are not enough. The fact that I feel this thing is proper, or this thing goes, does not make it the right thing. See, the way seemed right to the man. That's scary. The way seemed right. It looked like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing. This was expected of me. You know, in life, I told you, see, life already has a template. And sometimes, believers even are caught in the web of that template. So you go to primary school. After primary school, you write common entrance, right? Some of you did not, so it's fine. Then after common entrance, you go to junior secondary school. Night, used to be form 1 to form 5. Is what now? SS1, GSS1 to SS3. Abi? I'm hearing grade something now. Are they using grades now? Oh, that's in primary school. So GSS to GSS. Hallelujah. So GSS 1 to SS3. You write one of the most useless exams in GSS 3. I don't know why they write it. I don't know who this is for. I believe it's for money laundering. Because some of you, I know people who did not write, what do they call it? Junior WAEC. It's for money laundering. It's to collect money. But it's fine. Some of you failed it. We know who you are. You write that one, then you move to SS1, and then you pick art, commercial, science, right? Nobody tells you of social science. Nobody tells you that other things that exist in life. You just say art, commercial, science. That's why you go to good schools. Sela. And then all your friends are going to science because in your head, science is for those who sabi. Abi? So even you as brochure, you still say, let me go to science. And you know that you know sabi. First boy, why? What led you to science? Alright, so everybody just say science because in your head, there are four professions. You have to be a doctor, an engineer, a banker, or a lawyer. Every other thing does not exist. POS, I said gift card, we are fast and reliable. All of those, which eventually, if you knew that you are going to eventually be doing crypto and Web3 and graphic design, maybe you would have just started graphic design from secondary school, JJ. But no. So you go through that, and then they say the next thing in life now is to what? You have to write JAMB. There's something called UTME or UME. It has changed its name. The wickedness remains the same. JAMB, UME, UTME, you have to write it. And then you have to get above 200. And it's now 180 now. Abi? So it used to be 200, 200. Then 180, I think they were proposing taking 140 because it's a TikTok generation. That's cute. 140 and you want to become a medical doctor. How do we trust doctors in the future? Because you enter the doctor's office and he has set ring light. And doctor is saying, Emeka! Alright. Amen. So, you write JAMB and then you go to the university and then you graduate and you do NYSE and you enter the job. And after the job, you have to get married now, right? So, because everybody gets married. That's it. So, when you get married, then what happened? What happened? Children, where are the children? So, children. Congratulations. When will you give birth to a girl? Okay, you have a girl now. Okay. No, you can't just have two. You need backup. Just in case. There's a comedy like that, just in case. Amen. So, just in case something happens. So you say, okay, let's make it three. Hallelujah. After that, when will you keep paying rent? Lagos, there's something about Lagos, it just makes you keep paying rent. So you start saying, let me be my house. When you build your house, say, is this the only one you want to have? See, life has a template. It doesn't end. And if you're not led by God, you'll be led into a pit. Because the truth is, people always have something. Something for you to do next. There's a way that seems right to a man. But the end of that way are the ways of death. You will not end on the ways of death in Jesus' name. So, he says, in Romans 8:14, that's where we're coming from. He says, the sons of God are not led by their desires. They are led by the Spirit of God. Go back to Romans 8, that's where we're coming from. Imagine waking up a day and God is telling you, today you are going to go to this place. And when you are going to meet this person, and when you meet this person, these are the words you are going to say. Is that not going to be beautiful? Eh? Is that not beautiful? That's a beautiful life, I think. You're going to meet this person and you're going to say this. Imagine Anna walked in when Eli was not there. You can be led by the Spirit to the right situations, in the right circumstances. I remember I prayed for someone some years ago. It was about the year after COVID. That's 2021. So he called me and said, this son who had a master's degree, two master's degree actually. He had been looking for employment for over 5 years. Five. And so someone referred him and said, okay, I said, hey, you know what? I don't have a job to give you, but I'm going to pray for you. So we prayed together. And one of the prayers I said is, you're going to have the right situations and the right circumstances around you. And so he went for the interview and the people he met, they said, oh, we're sorry, even though you have the qualifications and all, your experience doesn't really match up. We need someone who has field experience of this. So he took his stuff. It was about leaving because they already dismissed them. And while he was about leaving the room, Someone just playfully walked in and said, "Afa, are you guys done?" So that was the boss. And he said, "Oh, we are done." But he could not ask, of course, did he go with him? So he left, he just greeted and left. And after, by the time he got to the gate, they called him back. They said, "You should come back." So apparently the man asked playfully, "Did you guys take him?" He said, "No." He said, "Why? What happened?" He said, "He has all everything." And he just asked, "What school did he finish from?" I'm not going to mention university so that it doesn't look like I'm giving any free PR. So he said, "He finished from so-so school." He said, "Ah, that's my school now. You will know it. Don't worry. Bring him back." And that was how he got an employment. 2021, that was paying him over $1 million per month. Just the right situations. Amen. The right situation. That person did not have to walk in. He's not involved in all of that. He just playfully walked in. In fact, maybe he was not even meant to be in the office. But you see, when you are led by the Spirit of God, you can walk in to the right situations. And when you're not led by the Spirit of God, you can walk into wrong situations. How many times have we had people, it was not meant to be there. It was not even concerning. And it was the one they slapped. Just trying to play it low. Amen? It was not meant to be. Because the way God can orchestrate the right situations, the devil can lead people into the bad circumstances. But you are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Every day of your life, in the morning and the evening, you are led by God's Spirit. You recognize His voice. Amen. The voice of the stranger you will not follow. Amen. So, man can be led by many things. You can be led by feelings. "Pastor, I like him. I like him a lot." Which is cute. Right? But attraction is the lowest, is at the base of the pyramid. When you want to choose a spouse, attraction is the least of the, on the pyramid. There are other things, right? I said, "Which other thing?" "I see fine boy. Tall, dark, handsome." I heard they've added R. Tall, dark, handsome, and rich. Amen. So people have found out. Their eyes of understanding have been opened. Someone can be tall, dark, and handsome. And he's the one collecting loan from you. It says TDHR. This generation. If Paul were to be here again, he would have to rewrite a lot of things. But TDHR is at the lowest form. Amen. That's not how God leads you. He doesn't lead you with the butterflies in your belly. God also does not lead you in pressure. I'm not led by pressure, right? You say, "Pastor, I'm approaching my 30s. And so I have to marry now." Who said you have to marry now? "Oh, my friends, all my friends are married." I'm not led by my friends. I'm led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Ooh. I said, I'm led by the Spirit of God. Not friends, not family, not societal pressure. Not my desires, not statistics. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm not led by price. You understand that one? I'm not led by the price. So, yeah, I need an apartment. But he said, this one is, and this one, he said, it's 200K per year, and you are entering it. I know to ask questions. If someone gives you a housing of 200,000 naira per year, depends on where, though. So don't let me talk. But he says it's a 4-bedroom, all unsuit. You have your own garden with a pool. Just pay 250 per. Just ask them when exactly will you come and use me. At 1 month, 1 day. Give me date and time. Let me plan to be around. Amen. I'm not led by price. I'm not led by ads. You never had the plan for something. And the moment you saw an ad, you say, "I can do this too. Maybe I should just..." You can't live your life by ads. You must live it by the Spirit. And God's Spirit is leading you. And is guiding you. So we said, we are internally led, right? Romans 8, verse 16. "The Spirit, for the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit." That means the part of you that God talks to is not your belly, is not your feelings. The part of you that God speaks to is your spirit. Spirit to spirit. Amen. He speaks to my spirit. Oh, I said, he speaks to my spirit. I am spirit led. Day and night, he leads me, he guides me. So you have to make up your mind not to be led otherwise. Pay attention to the inside. I say, pay attention to the inside. Are you listening to me? Look at 1 Samuel chapter 15. Before you go to 1 Samuel 15, go to Colossians, Colossians 3. I could tell you a lot of stories, but there's nothing like the word. So let's go to the word. Colossians 3. Verse 16. See, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day, of the new moon, of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the bodies of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding in those things which you have not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshy mind. Verse 19, and not holding the head from which of all the body and the joints and the band nourishing ministered, knit together, increase with increase of God. Now let me explain to you before you say, why are we reading this? Paul is teaching the church. He says, you can't afford to be led by man. Hey, listen. Don't let men control your life. Is that what we're reading? Colossians 3? Oh, to say. Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. Colossians 2:16. That's what I wanted you to read. Colossians 2:16. It says, let no man, because the background of this is the church in Colossae, having received the gospel, they already knew the gospel. Yet, there was a part of their worship that was like, what are people saying we should do? That was the issue with Galatia, with the Galatian church too. What are people doing? So let us do it too. Paul is now writing to them, says, don't let man or people deceive you into doing what you are not meant to do. About observing of the Sabbath. One meat. Is it one meat that you have to eat? One meat. There's a denomination in the body of Christ. I'm not going to mention any. Yeah. He said, you can't take blood transfusion. Which I frown against. I don't think you should be denied of taking blood transfusion. And people have died because of that. And now, the same denomination has come out and said, you can. That, just that it must be your own. So you save blood in the bank, in the blood bank. And when it's time, you can collect your own. Now here we go there. You go still say, don't worry, just collect anybody's own. We are here. But look at how many people have been led astray just by what is not in the scriptures. Are you listening to me? I understand the dogma and people's tradition and all that, but our traditions must be rooted in God's word. I can't just wake up one morning and say, in Glorious House Church, we don't want to be eating turkey again. I'll be the first to break it though. You say, how? Where is it in the scriptures? Don't worry, just believe me, just follow me. What kind of Christian are you then? Paul says, you can't live your life being led by the fear of man. And I'm going to show you. Look at 1 Samuel 15. That's why I say you should go to 1 Samuel 15. Because many are led today based on what would your friend say. So, a brother approached you in church or somewhere and said, I would like us to take it further. Say, further to where? Amen. Further mass. What do you mean by further? Let people explain themselves. Oh, amen. Don't assume you understand what someone is saying. You know? Say, further to where? Say, I pass. You know, there's a way Christian brothers used to talk. Don't be deceived. So I just perceive in my spirit. How did you perceive it? Through your nose or through your ear? Just perceive in my spirit. Russia, I don't want to cast the way you went about your own. Why is your name coming to my head today? You need to quickly revert me back to prophet. Just that there are conversations we can't involve him in. Amen. Hallelujah. So someone comes to you and say, let us take it further. But somewhere in your head, the first thing that came to your mind is, what will my friends say when they see this person? You see? You are already being led astray. That's not the leading of God. God leads you beyond your friend's wisdom and their perception. He leads me by the Spirit. See, there are things that people around you will catch up with later. But yet, God has led you since. First Samuel chapter 15. The background of this is God told Saul, the war you are going to, you know, take care of things. And no one must be spared. God told him through Samuel. No one must be spared. So when Saul got to the battle, he saw iPhone 17. He See, how do we destroy iPhone 17 Pro? Like God is not, Saul was preaching to God back. He said, I know my God is not a destroyer. We can't destroy iPhone 17 Pro and MacBook 2025. Is God saying we are going to actually kill this fat cow and it will just go like that? When we can feed nations. The nations are hungry. The people are hungry. Oh. So Saul took some things that he felt God needs and he brought it back. And Samuel came and said, let's worship. So when Samuel got to the palace, the number of cows that are in this palace did not reach this number before. Saul, what have you done? So look at what Saul said. He said, I brought the fattest stuff. Then Samuel said in verse 22, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as he has in obeying his voice, for to obey is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22. And to hearken is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft. So some believers are witch. Say, when you rebel, it's like witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because the Lord has rejected, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, God has also rejected you from being king. This is not your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at verse 24. And Saul said to Samuel, please look at the Bibles. Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and his words. Because what? I feared the people and I obeyed their voice. He was led not by God. He was led by the people. So you see where Colossians was coming in. So you can't lead your life with the fear of man. And that was the end of Saul's reign as king. Because he said, I feared the people. I felt, and I obeyed their voice. So that means he didn't take that decision alone. Someone was telling him, Saul, you can't destroy that king. That's an iPhone. All things are beautiful in his sight. What about if this is an opportunity from God? You see, opportunity comes, but, I am not led by opportunities. I said, not every open door is from God. Not every open door is a blessing. Prisons have doors too. And to get inside a prison, they have to open door. Amen. Not every open door is a blessing. When a door opens, you must check. Is this God? Did God open it? That's how I missed that job. What if God had a better thing prepared? He didn't know. He didn't bother to find out. Because someone has programmed your head to say, opportunities come once. No. I don't get opportunities once. God brings everything I need my way. Amen. So if I need it, it's going to come my way. And even when God brings it, we still check. God, are you sure? Two factor. God, is it you? Because you can't afford to be led by opportunities. Say, they said that job will just be flying around the world. No, you don't. Something can be good, but not good for you. Doesn't make it bad altogether. What I'm saying is God has a plan for you, and you've got to follow it. I'm someone's husband. I want to believe I'm a good husband. But I can be a bad husband to another. Not because I am bad inherently. It means, you see that union? Nah. Are you listening? I just use myself so I don't use buffet. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean, anybody that just married me, they've married the beast, beauty and the beast. I'll be the beauty, right? Come on. Who will be the beauty? Who's your pastor? My wife is not the beast though. So that I can eat it this afternoon. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is, something can be good for A and is not good for B. Follow God's plan for your life. Are you listening to me? Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29. Are you learning something? So again, we said we are just closing in on this teaching so that we can start preparing for believers meeting proper. Proverbs 29. All right. Proverbs 29, verse 25. So I was seeing verse 15 in my book, 25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever put his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The fear of man puts man in a snare, in danger. when you live your life constantly based on what will people say, then it's an opportunity cost, right? You are not being led by the Spirit. It's either I'm led by the Spirit or I'm led by what will people say. You know, God can lead you to go and study something very, very out of normal. And you say, well, no, but I wanted to do elect, the way we call it in Nigeria. Who are you electing? Elect, I was not a voter's card. He said, I want to study elect. And God is saying, no, you have to go and study marine sciences. He said, okay, God, can I at least do it in uni? Like, God said, nah, you go footer. He said, Akure. But God has a plan. There are people you're going to meet. There are things that are going to happen. So, don't question him. He sees everything. Maybe God knew that if you were in it, like, you would have been tempted to join NSAS. And we didn't know what would have happened. So God sent you far away in Accra, that even if you want to, before you get to Lagos, you will have finished the protest. Something. Somehow. I don't know. You don't know. But we trust him. And he talks to our spirit. So we have a witness of God on the inside. You wake up, you have a witness. You are not alone. I say you're not alone. Every stage of your life, you are under direction. You hear his voice and you follow. Don't be led by the fear of man. Fear will choke you. It will keep you small. Let God's peace lead you. The gospel is called the gospel of peace. God is called the God of peace. I know we have certain religions that say peace and act otherwise. But God is called the God of peace. Amen. Let his peace lead you. Not fear. If you're making that decision and on the inside you are troubled on every side, maybe you should pause. Nobody saying you have to do it today. One of the things I grew up with in the training of the Spirit is, my pastor would say, you don't have to do it today. Go and sleep. When you wake up, it will be tomorrow. You know, there are times I just want to do something. Say, I must apply. This is where I'm going. And you feel, oh, it's a missed opportunity if I don't do it now. He said, when you wake up, it will be tomorrow. Meaning, the days don't change because you missed out on something. Sometimes, you have to calm down. Bro Kenneth Hagin, of blessed memory, said, if you can afford to run, he said, walk. He said, if you can afford to walk, don't walk, crawl. If you can afford to run, walk. Don't say, because I can afford to run, I must start running. Say, walk. He said, if you can afford to fly, run. Just maintain a bit of conservatism. Are you listening to me? Where you leave room for God to talk. So that you're not faster than God. No, there are people who are faster than God. Before God even say, don't. You don't do it three times. God has, so don't do it three times. Before God can say, stop. He say, hey, I've finished. I've submitted. You're not faster than God. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So don't be led by the fear of man. Look at Galatians 2. I'll show you an example of a practical example. Galatians before Ephesians. So that, stop looking at that Psalm side. I love this example so much. I'll round up on this one. You don't believe me? That's how I round up on this one. I believe me. You see how that sounds? I believe me. You see how that sounds? Sounds somehow, Abi. Eh? That's how you sound when you say, don't trust anybody, trust yourself. Galatians 2, verse 11. I believe me. No, you can't believe you. You have to believe. Pistio is used for a third party. You have to believe another. Alright, that's for the atheist, not you. Galatians 2, verse 11. So, the background of this is, Paul is talking to the church in Galatia. Verse 11 said, I'll start from verse 8. Please look at your Bibles. For he that wrought effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty towards me. It was mighty in me towards Gentiles. So Paul is saying, the same God that anointed Peter for the Jews has anointed me for the Gentiles. Alright, that's 9. When James, Peter and John, who seemed to be pillars, why you use the word seemed, I will not know, but it's not what you're thinking. When they perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the Ephesians and they should go to the circumcision. Verse 10, only that we should remember the poor, the same which I was already excited to do. Verse 11, please look at it, verse 11. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. I think this is the proper way to criticize someone. When you want to criticize people, don't do it behind them. You're an hypocrite that way, or a gossip. Paul says, when I wanted to talk to Peter, I withstood him to the face, which was bold of him because Peter was more popular and Peter was more accepted. Peter was the one that stood up on the day of Pentecost and 3,000 people listened and got saved. Amen. So Peter was like, church. When he said church, you remember Peter, James, and John. And Paul said, I withstood him to the face. Why? Verse 12. For before that, Satan came from James. Before that, Satan came from James. Peter ate with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew himself and separated himself, fearing them that were from James, fearing them of the circumcision. So what happened? Look up. Don't forget, in Acts 15, Peter already stood up for the Gentiles and said, how can we say that God, salvation is only for Jews, it's for Gentiles too and all of that. We cannot put a yoke on them. Peter already said that. He said before James sent people from Jerusalem, Peter was eating with the Gentiles. Everybody say, is that bread and meat? Bring it. Does he have shaki? Bring it. Peter was eating with the Gentiles. So immediately some came from James. Peter's seat shifted. He stopped eating. He started separating himself. Paul said, that's hypocrisy. You are living by the fear of people. Why is your conduct and your approach to ministry based on what the people James sent? So Peter in this instance, just this instance, was living by the fear of man. Of course, he corrected himself eventually. Are you listening to me? How have you got the example? So Peter, because he saw certain people, how many times are we also like that? You are praying. You told yourself that this year will be a year where you pray more, where you will listen to God more. Moment your friends came in, conviction says, you have joined SU. Me, SU. Me. Jesus body. You not be Jesus body in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus does not have bodies. Amen. What's Christianity turning to? I said Jesus does not have bodies, and it's looking like a controversial decision. Jesus does not have bodies, yo. Goodies. Goody. Jesus doesn't have bodies. You are beautiful just the way you are. In his image. Why do you want to borrow something? Amen. You're even a Christian brother with a touch of R. Kelly. How? You know, Pastor, nothing much. Just someone that, you know, it doesn't take 40%. 8%. If you know what I'm talking about. Change. Repent. Alcohol does not just damage. It's not just anti your faith. It's also damages your body. So you repent. That was the 80% I was talking about. Some people say 80% is kill answer. Is it vote? Or your own pass vote. See, I live by the Spirit of God. He is strengthening me to do his will the more. I don't live by the fear of man. Rather, I will influence men for him. You know you're an influencer. Amen. You're an influencer. So we want to start writing devotional for teenagers. Amen. So in it, you see words like vibes. It's not giving. No, I'm still also in the devotional. You don't read it. I read it and I was feeling somehow. I was having a headache. I was saying, instead of you are God's ambassador, I was saying, it's for Christ. But this time, not TikTok views, not YouTube. I say, yeah. So, way more relatable content for the younger generation. Because it's needed. It's needed. Some teenagers hear me and they say, You, old, you're not clocking it. I clock it too. I clock it too. I clock it too. Well, I, yeah, now you know who clocked me. I clock you. We are together in Christ. One body. Amen. You're an influencer for Christ. You actually can influence people. They are friends that will, their lives will not change until you change. Because what Peter did in verse 13, and other Jews dissembled likewise with him. Can you see that? In so much that Barnabas was carried away with that dissimulation. So he said, when Peter withdrew from the Gentiles, Paul says, I saw it. Other Jews too are now shifting back. Even Barnabas, that we came together, that we say we are apostles to the Gentiles. Even Barnabas was carried away. Meaning that you're living and leading your life by the fear of man can affect people too. If I, as a pastor, decide to start fearing man and what people will say, and we go that direction, you'll be affected. I saw other Jews to be affected. That means if Peter had done the right things, other people too will have done the right things. You can influence your friends for Jesus. I mean, you enjoy yourselves, you play your video games, you would go on outings, right? Beachfronts, resorts, and you still serve Jesus. Amen. It's not, nobody's saying when you are serving Jesus, you just be living in the church. When you wake up, you start coming to the church. I said you're going to work. No, that's not what we're saying. Because that's when some people see church. So they run. I enjoy my life with Christ. Amen. I go places, right? Don't I? I go places. I enjoy my... Yesterday, I was not in Lagos. So yesterday, I was not in Lagos. I went somewhere. Enjoy myself. Amen? What I'm saying is, it's not boring with Christ. It's not. The world has painted a picture because they want you to separate from him. But you are led by him. You belong to Jesus. I mean, you belong to Jesus. You are going to stand for him. You are going to live by him. And you live a more beautiful life. He will train you. He will teach you. He will mold you. Everything you ever need, he will give to you. Play for me as I close. So we said, we are not led by feelings. Feelings are good. I'm not saying feelings are bad leads. No. I always say, you don't even get married to anyone you don't have feelings for. That's dead on arrival. If I don't like you, your face, your voice, your demeanor, why should I say I want to marry you? Then you wake up 3 years later and say, I'm not doing a girl. That's why you must see people beyond makeup. Amen. One day. That's why you should come to retreat. That sister that I say, you really know how beautiful you are in retreat. No makeup. It's a scope. I've given you art. You will see people. I like how she prays. She prays a lot. You will see it in retreat. Whether or not. Hallelujah. You can't pretend for 5 days. Not under those circumstances. At some point, you'll be you. That's what captivity does. You will be you. You, the original you. It has to come out. You know what I'm talking about. First day. From the first day, say, what's in break? First day, you say, Shade me and tell him, honey, and I'm honey. Second day. Third day, you see scarf. So you will see real people. Sunday service is glorious, glorious. Amen. It's glorious. It's glorious. All manners of makeup. I saw someone on makeup and without makeup. Not in church. I said, eh? No, since I said, eh? Me. I know it exists, but this time I say, eh? Magnifico. So I'm not saying, we're not saying feelings are bad leads. They can be good. But that's not the best way to be led. We're not saying statistics and logic. You've got to have common sense. Someone came to my office about a year ago. So he wanted me on a project. He lived most of his life in the US. So he said he wanted to do a startup and
for taxi drivers, Uber drivers. It's going to be contactless cards. So people are going to wear like a wearable device on their wrist, and then you don't have to transfer or anything. The driver just brings out the device, you put your hand, say, I say in Lagos. I say in Lagos. Agbero will cut the hand with the watch. With the watch, with the scan. I said, you can't have a card. CBN is against itself. You know contactless cards? Have you used it before? It's not in Nigeria. But I've used it before. You just pump and it takes away the amount. I said, no pain. You can't do that in Nigeria. So that's common sense. That's what I say. Reasoning and logic is not anti-faith, but must not replace faith. A Christian must have common sense. Come on. Common sense means you want to start a business. You first look at the market. Is there a product market fit, right? Does this product and the market, do they marry? There are people that will buy it. Because you can spend money and people are just looking at you and say, and I like the color of the brand though. They are not buying it. You'll be liked, but you'll not make profit. That's not what you want as an entrepreneur. Right. So common sense is good, but that's not the best lead. That's what we're saying. The voice of the body is feelings. The voice of the mind is logic. The voice of the spirit is accuracy. The leading of the spirit is word. It leads us by his word. And it also leads us with the inward witness. What is the inward witness? That thing where you say, something told me. Where you just have a check in your spirit to stay back or to move on, to pursue, to stop, to pause. That is God talking to you. And it's not for pastors alone. It's not for those who are spiritually mature. It's for every believer. Every man in this auditorium can be led by the Spirit of God, including you, my brother. Brothers and sisters, God is calling you this morning to be led, to hear his voice again, so that your life can be rid of mistakes, of errors. Jacob said, my days are few, but they are full of regrets. May you not be like that. He says, my days are few, but they are full of regrets. Why? A lot of things that he ought not to have done, that he did. We can take that away from our lives. We can walk accurately 100% by the Spirit of God. He can tell you where to go, when to go, what to do. The fact that everybody is doing it doesn't mean you're going to do it. And the fact that everybody is not doing it doesn't mean you do it. You will not do it too. Amen. God's leading is peculiar to you. And you can hear him. I pray for you that you are not confused. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That every decision you ought to make, you will make in the right. He will lead you by his word. And every time of your life, at every corner, you will hear his voice. You are strengthened to do his will. And you are blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Can you pray for yourself? 2 minutes. No, on your seat, on your seat. Just pray for yourself.
In your time. He makes all things beautiful in your time. Lord, you show me every day. Lord, you teach me in your ways that you do just what you say in your time. Things beautiful in your time. Lord, you show me every day. Lord, you teach me your ways that you do just what you
pray for your life. Pray for yourself. I won't run a million miles in the wrong direction.
I won't do excellently well what I ought not to have done at all. And when it comes to obeying God's voice, I'm sharp, sensitive. All my life, I'm led. I have answers for questions. And when doubts come in my heart, His peace quietens me. I begin to walk on water at the sound of His voice. Because you said come. So I walk. I walk in waters. I begin to experience you, Lord Jesus, in special ways. Because the God of the scriptures is still the same. The same God who spoke to Peter on the housetop. The same God who told Philip, join the chariot. The one who said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. He's still talking. He's still talking, and I hear him. The God of the scriptures. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's still talking. And I can hear him. I can hear him. I can hear him.